The 100 meters Olympic final. The big one. The must-see event. Thousands in stadiums, millions on television wait for the fastest men in the world to begin their race. Spectators, athletes, everybody is on edge.
This far they go. Way well with Donald Green on the near side, Stewart, and Carl Lewis.
Here, there is only 10 seconds to gain sporting immortality. Barely the time it takes to hear these words.
The fastest man in the whole world, that's the most prestigious title that any human being could ever dream of.
The race looks so simple, but at every phase of a 100-meter Olympic final, there is a challenge to winning gold from start to finish.
You better be 100% effective and be the best you can at every phase of that race.
First, when the starting gun fires. Then, sprinting at speeds of up to 28 miles per hour. Ending with the drama of the finishing line.
I crossed the line and I just looked over the clock. And I didn't know about the world record.
9.84 is a new world record!
This film examines each stage of the 100-meter final to reveal how the race has been run faster and faster. It tells a 100-year story made with fractions of seconds. And how the greatest sprinters have won gold and made this explosive burst of speed the most electrifying spectacle in any sport. It's showtime. And lining up for the 100-meter final are the big beasts of the Olympic track. These athletes are focused on getting the right start, mentally preparing in the few seconds they have before the race explodes into life. From the very beginning, the way the 100 meters was started has its own history. The first Olympic 100 meters took place at the inaugural Modern Games of 1896 in Athens. For the final, there were as many ways to start as there were runners. In lane four was 21-year-old student Tom Burke from Boston University. At the Athens final, Burke did something that changed forever how the race would begin. He switched from a standing to a crouching start.
Well, Tom Burke used the crouch start in 1896, and if one looks at the rest of the guys in the race, you see they're all using variations of standing start.
The crouching start allows science to help, propelling the runners forward faster. The revolutionary new start won Burke the race in a time of 12 seconds. Another early innovation also helped sprinters get the right start to the race. In the early Olympics, there were no starting blocks. So athletes would dig their own holes in the cinder tracks to allow secure footing.